Okay, the Bible is non-contradictory. The denominations try to make it contradictory. They bring to us things that call verse after verse into question. There, one is a faith-only doctrine that they have. You will read where it says faith-only in James 2:24. But it is unfortunate for the denominations that there's three words before faith-only, which says not by faith only. So we need the pages of the Bible to instruct us there. I have a few things I want to talk to you this morning that are in the Bible. I'd like to point out the first and greatest commandment that you'll find in Matthew 22, reading from 34 to 40. And that is that we're to love the Lord God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our minds. Jesus said this is the first and the greatest commandment. And of course, the second is to love, we're to love one another, paraphrasing it as we love ourselves, y'all. Also find that in Matthew 7:12, whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. But in Matthew chapter 22, Jesus said these two verses fulfill all the prophecy there. The greatest command, we're to love the Lord our God with all our hearts. Supposing how we are to do that, I believe obedience there, that would show one just how much you love them. I have several verses here that I'm going to read to you concerning the lesson before we get started. There it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Knowing this verse, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never come by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they was moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 2:15, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. These verses tell us what we are to do. You cannot serve God without the knowledge of His will. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other doctrine to you than what you have received, which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other doctrine to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For I testify that everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book and adds to them will be guilty of what is within the book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. We have verse after verse like that. We continue on. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not in your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Wherefore, I bring you to record this day that I am pure of all men's blood, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Galatians 1:8-9. Revelations 22:18-19. 2 John 9:10-11. Acts 20:26-27. The Bible is filled with verses to instruct us in what we're to do. If you love me, keep my commandments. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. John 14:15, John 14:21, John 14:23 and 24. And if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servants will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. John 22:26. He who accepts you accepts me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. Luke 10:16. So we have got verses that tell us that we have got to study and accept the will of God. We cannot take man's word for it. We must take the Bible. The Bible was given to us so that we would know what we must do. You know, I've had some in the denominational realm to tell me, well, if the Bible's correct there. I ask this question. If we could make such a statement as that, would that not say that either God could not or God would not give us a way that we could know what we are to do so that we may come to him? He's told us about the straight and narrow gate, Matthew 7:13 and 14. We go by the New Testament, Hebrews 1:1 and 2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. And he gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That's Ephesians 1:22 and 23. Verse 23, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Jesus has everything. He brought it to us. Now we have everything. Now we must obey it. That's just some background work that I wanted to go through before we get on into the lesson. Do you have any gum? No, good, good. Then we will proceed on. Someone has some? Okay. Who? Raise your hand. Oh, okay. Thank you. That will help. Yeah, life saver. Yeah. I'll take that for a standby. Were it not for mothers. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 10:11. We go by the New Testament there. And the New Testament requires the same thing. Now, we don't have to burn incense on an altar there, but we have to be obedient to God. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Tells us that all things in the Old Testament was given as an example there that we can see. We can see what happened with those that are faithful. We can see what happened with those that were not faithful. We can learn more of the nature of God. And we can see why all of this is where we are today. So many people don't want to accept it. You know as well as I do, you try to talk to them, sometimes they get angry with you, and they will not even look at what you're showing them. They will not even take the time. I wish everybody was like Acts 17:11, the Bereans there. They received the word in all readiness, and then they went home and looked it up. I have talked to some people. I haven't evangelized the whole world, and I hadn't done near enough there. I hope to do more if I'm granted time. But I have talked to them, and I know full well that they didn't investigate the things that I said. I'll never speak on my own. Book, chapter, and verse. That's what I'll go by. The Bereans didn't have book, chapter, and verse because we didn't break it down into book, chapter, and verse until I was going to look that up. The 14th century, I'm not sure there, but it is a great way to study the Bible and a more accurate way to go to a certain area in the Bible to have book, chapter, and verse. Book, chapter, and verse did not change one word of God's will or His word. By the close of the first century, I've said this over and over for years there, that the complete will of God had been given, confirmed by miracles, and we received it in written form, all the epistles. We have none of the original writings today, but I believe that God was with those people that made the copies to where we have what He said today. Otherwise, it will be, as I stated before, either God couldn't or wouldn't there. I'll never be guilty of trying to imply something like that. Okay, Paul, Apostle Paul, he said some things there. And, of course, you know, Paul wreaked great havoc on the church there. He tried to destroy it there. Isn't it interesting that God used him so much to bring His will to people, to us today? Paul had repented, and it bothered him for all his life what he did. He said so many times in the Bible there. But I find it interesting that God would use such a man there. I wish that not only the world, but the brotherhood would take a close look at that. When God forgives, He forgives there. Remember Romans 12:19 there, if we think we're going to pass judgment on someone, vengeance is His, I will repay. That is God's place, it is not ours. We'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will be judged by God through Christ on that great day. But Paul said, in dealing with the Judaizers in Galatians, the fourth chapter, and trying to explain to them, he said, well, nevertheless, what saith the Scriptures there? That is the whole point. What did the Scriptures say? That was the 30th verse in the fourth chapter. And if you back up a little bit before that, they wasn't at all agreeing with them in the 15th verse of chapter 4. He asked them, have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? You know, that statement is pretty well true. If you're trying to do what God said, you're not going to be very well liked by a lot of people there. I wouldn't have anybody be disappointed. Sometimes I'd like to say to these people, you think I like being rejected? You think I like it the way y'all talk about me behind my back? When I tell you what the book says and I'm showing you and trying to show you and I'm opening the Bible and you're walking away from me, you think I like the way you treated me? No, I don't like that at all. Nobody does. But I'm doing what I said there. I brought it out. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Teaching them to obey all things that I commanded you, Matthew 28:20. There, we're doing what we are told to do. There, we're not an Oral Roberts running out there and trying to make millions and build up a big following. We're just simply doing what we're told to do. Been many a man has made millions of dollars off of this Bible, taking it and cutting it to pieces and removing things and adding things. And that's strictly forbidden. We are to neither add nor take away. Revelation 22:18-19. Paul says, imitate me as I also imitate the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. There, Jesus come down here to take man by the hand and show him, to lead him on that straight and narrow pathway. Even as it was stated in Deuteronomy 5:31. Therefore you shall be careful to do as the Lord your God hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand nor to the left. Now, isn't that the same thing as the straight and narrow way there in Matthew 7, 13 and 14? We'd walk that straight line there. It's a difficult way. It's not easy there. It's all along the way. It's not easy. If it's not man causing you problems, it's Satan causing you problems. I have some verses here where Jesus dealt with Satan in Matthew 4, and y'all read them over and over. But, you know, we're creatures of habits. So if we don't maintain that habit, we'll forget. That's why God blessed us with this Bible. We can refer back to it daily. When he said, study to show thyself approved, he didn't say whether we should do it one time a week, or one time a year, or one time in a lifetime. He said, study. So, using a little human reasoning there, if it says study, and we see that we are forgetful people, maybe we should study every day. Maybe. But Jesus told Satan in the fourth chapter that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God has given us everything that we need. You know, I hear some of the people, I've really been blessed. And I tell them, yes, I believe you have been blessed. Look at Matthew 5 and 45. For God causes the sun to shine on the good and the evil. And he causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Yes, you have been blessed by God. Now here's the question. 2 Corinthians 13, 5. You need to examine yourself as to whether you're in the faith, to test yourself, to see whether you're in Christ Jesus, unless you are disqualified there. God loves the people. He does bless them. But that doesn't mean that you're in good standing with them. Jesus made reference to sunshine and rain. I would have you to know that without sunshine and rain, there is nothing there. There is no technology. There's no houses. There's no vehicles. There's nothing there. If we didn't have sunshine and rain, we wouldn't be here very long. And he gives it to everybody. So for those who feel that they're blessed with some things, they still need to take heed lest they fall. But going back to 1 Corinthians 11 and 1, we have several examples in the Bible that you have read over and over. In the beginning, it's very clear about Adam and Eve falling. There, the warning that God gave him is so clear. It's simple. It's easy there. Unfortunately, we have Satan, 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9, that we're to watch always. In fact, in James 4, 7 and 8, God tells us to draw near to him, he'll draw near to us, to resist Satan, and Satan will flee from us there. So, can you see how God loves us, that he has gave us every instruction that we would ever need there? Well, he's done that since day one, all the way back in the Garden of Eden. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, if I pronounce that right, in Leviticus 10:1, is very simple. We're going to look at them verses here in just a minute there, but let's go right now to the Garden of Eden. Oh, I wanted to bring out something before I got to that. There is one God. Now, I'm sure I'm telling you something new this morning. Isaiah 44 and 6 through 8. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. What is it? Some people saying there's a God called Allah. I hadn't read that here, but it's reading on. And who is I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me? Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming, and shall let them show that, so let them show that unto me. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from this time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not one. This is God talking. There, we have to believe this is God talking. It is in the Bible. God gave us this Bible. God spoke this. Okay. In the book, which is referred to as the Bible, in Genesis 1:1, does it not say, in the beginning, God? Now, that's talking about the beginning of time, because God was before that. But in the beginning is of our comprehension, time, God. And it goes on to describe how he created all that we have and all proper places of the Godhead, that all was made through Christ, John 1:1-4, and how the Holy Spirit, Genesis 1:2, was the organizer of everything that was spoke to be created. But you can look also in Psalms, and this is my favorite, Psalms 90:2, before the mountains were brought forth, even thou hast formed the earth of the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Now, from everlasting to everlasting is before time began and after time ends. And how you describe that other than eternity, it's hard for me to put it in words. Before everlasting and ever everlasting, the psalmist said, you are God. God has always been. He was not created. Okay, now to the garden. In Genesis 3:1-5, that gives an account of the fall of man. I'm trying to watch the time and it's running out on me. Okay, going down through these five verses, we see where Satan is dealing with the woman there. And encourages her that she would not suffer anything just by taking that forbidden fruit. Well, if you look at Genesis 2:15-17, God is there commanding the man, telling him that of all the trees you may eat of, but in verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day thou shalt in that day thou eatest, therefore thou shalt surely die. Well, that is simple and plain, like all the rest of the verses that God has given us, the commands. But anyway, Satan, to show you how that we should be on our guard for him and watch him there, encourage the first couple here to take of the forbidden fruit. And then they fell from God. Okay, I mentioned also in Leviticus 10:1-2, where Nadab and Abihu, I'm not sure what their problem was. It seemed that they may have gotten into a hurry there when they was doing their priestly duties. But it said, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of their censers and put fire therein and put incense therein and offered strange fire before the Lord. Now note the last part, which he commanded not. So what they did was broke God's command. Well, they wasn't banded from a garden. They was devoured by fire at that time, you see in the next verse. So they suffered the consequences of going against God's will. Okay, back to Genesis, the second chapter. In our day and time, we're dealing with many sins there. Man is taking them in right and left every day. They're adding things contrary to God's will. We're being faced now with this same-sex marriage deal. Even the Supreme Court's going to decide whether it'll be legal in our land or not. God says it's not. We got men down here trying to decide if it's okay. God said it's not. But they're deliberating with each other to see if they can reason with themselves as to whether we should do this or not. There, one side makes sense, what God commanded. Man makes no sense at all. I look at our Supreme Court sometimes and I say, is this the Southern Baptist Convention going on? Every year they meet and they decide, you know, for new things that they're going to do. But anyway, we have a full account here in the second chapter of Genesis of marriage, starting in verse 18 and ending in verse 24. It says, and the Lord God said, it is not good for the man that he should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam so that what he would call them and whatsoever. And Adam called every living creature that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he took one of his ribs and closed his flesh back up. And then God took the rib in verse 22 there and created woman. Created woman. And in verse 23, and it brought him to Adam, brought him to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Last verse, the kicker. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. There is no mention of two men. There's no mention of two women. It is all so simple there. God laid things down simple for man, and man has confused it to a point nearly of no return. And if you sat here this morning, be thankful that you're here there, because evidently you have understanding or you wouldn't be here. The Supreme Court, they need only to look at these verses that we covered here to make their decision. Been a lot of discussion on this. A lot. It don't even make sense. Of course, none of the denominations make sense either, the way they claim that they're worshiping God by His will. They are saying with machine music. And the first century didn't do that. And they won't take the Lord's Supper there. That's commemorating His death, what He did for us there. They'll take it once or twice a year there. The Bible says weekly, Acts 20 and verse 7. They did it every week. I've never figured the reasoning of man. But we have some verses here in Ezekiel, the third chapter, that we need to look at. I read over this the other night, and my mind got to drifting a little bit, and concerning bringing the truth and speaking of the truth. You know, I would love to have sat there and listened to Apostle John and Polycarp talk. Polycarp spent a lot of time with John. Even when John was gone and Polycarp was still there, I would have loved to have listened to him and Irenaeus, the discussions they had. I reasoned within myself, because there's still a question within the brotherhood of even on Revelations when it was written. I believe Polycarp or Irenaeus, either one, could tell me what year it was written in. But anyway, as soon as I find my place here, When we teach people, we're to teach them in meekness and in fear, 1 Peter 3 and 15. We're to teach them in a spirit of gentleness, Galatians 6 and 1. There. But I also read accounts where Paul withstood Peter to his face there in Galatians, the second chapter, because he was trying to change the word of God there, and he's showing partiality is what he was doing there, and that's condemned. Acts 10:34, with God there's no partiality, and Romans 2:11, there God shows favoritism to no one. He requires the same from all of us there. When he laid down a book for us to serve him by, he requires all of us to go by it. And boy, how this world has come up the way it has. I don't know. I'm looking for Ezekiel 3:17-19. Of course, I brought out the verse in Matthew 28:20 that we're to teach them all things whatsoever I've commanded you. He's talking about those that are baptized believers there that are serving God according to His will. As we make new converts and talk to people to teach them all things whatsoever I've commanded you there. Well, we have some verses back here that go into detail on this as far as teaching someone. It starts off in the 17th verse of the third chapter of Ezekiel. Son of man, I have made thee watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the words of my mouth and give them warning for me. So see, we're God's spokesman of 2 Corinthians 5:20, ambassadors for Christ, as though God was literally pleading through us there. So God speaks through us if we know His word. But anyway, verse 18 says, when I say unto the wicked, and remember He's speaking through us there, and especially this day and time, Hebrews 1:1-2, He spoke through His Son, where to hear ye Him, Matthew 17:5. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh the warning unto the wicked for his wicked ways to save his life, that same wicked man shall die of his iniquities. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Because we didn't tell him. We did not tell him. God told Israel to do this at this time there. We're told it in the New Testament. What did Paul tell Timothy? Preach the word. Is that what it was? All right, verse 19, yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turns from his wickedness, and he turns not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquities, but thou hast delivered thy soul. You know, a long time ago when I become a Christian, there Vicky converted me to the law of Christ. I thought at all costs we had got to change these people. Didn't take very long to find out that I'm not going to do that there. But reading this was most comforting to me. All I've got to do is tell them there. I've got to know what to tell them and then tell them. And that's all I've got to do. Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sins, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at your hands, at thine hands. So there it is again. And take note too, if you serve the God for 40 years and then all of a sudden you just fell away, everything you did good, none of it counted there. You're going to die, And if someone doesn't give you warning, James 5:19-20, Galatians 6:1, if no one gives you warning there, then also the one that didn't give the warning is going to die. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who converts a sinner from the error of his way saves the soul from death and covers a multitude of sins. Okay, the last verse, and this will end our class. Verse 21. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, and that righteous man sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. So not only do we have to know God's word, but we have to do God's word. Anybody like to make a comment? I went on. I sure thank you for your attention. I love talking about the Bible. Thank you very much.